Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And Bernie Jacques joins us right now, the Republican political analyst for Spectrum Bay News 9. And Bernie, as always, the big question is, who's going to be the next president? And obviously it looks like Biden is going to be the guy, but they are doing recounts in Georgia right now. And, of course, the GOP is pressing for a fair recount and obviously is watching it very closely, but that's really not going to overturn the election regardless of what happens there.
Well, we'll see. It depends on how they go about the recount. You know, some have said, you know, more than a recount is needed, more so a vote audit. And so what you're seeing now from the president's camp and the GOP is that they want these votes to be audited and want to make sure that things like signatures are matching, that you're checking it with the voter rolls, that eligible people submitted ballots and not just simply, you know, surface level recount, which doesn't probe deeper into some of the issues that were being alleged to begin with.
That is really incredible. And we talked about this yesterday. We can put men on the moon, and yet we can't put together a decent election.
Yeah, that's it's stunning, Jack, and it's embarrassing, quite frankly. And the nation is watching us, and for a nation as great as ours to be able to not be able to put on an election regarding some of these states, it's truly embarrassing. You know, Florida is now the model of the nation. When we had our fair of issues, but thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis, he took swift action after the debacle we saw in 2018 down there in Broward County and Palm Beach County, and made sure to take out those bad actors and implemented some reforms to the point where Broward was like the first county that reported, you know, on time, everything in, and there was no drama. Certainly other states can follow Florida's lead.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with me too and think that we need to have a people go to the polls. That's not asking much. If you're incapable physically of going, or if you're overseas, if you're in the military, or if you're not in your voting place, then you would have mail-in ballots available to those people. But otherwise, people should have to go to the polls, and that's not asking a lot.
Many people agree with you there, Jack. And one of the things, too, from the far left, is that this whole concept of universal mail-in ballot, this concept where even if you don't request one, you get one, they just mail it out, has been something the far left has wanted for quite some time. What ended up happening this year is they had the right opportunity with the pandemic to cite public health concerns to actually implement it. So what you saw is a lot of states actually circumvent their own state laws and implemented these emergency powers where they're allowed to just send out ballots to anyone on the rolls without anybody requesting them. And it's fraught with peril because what ends up happening is people invariably move, inevitably move, or sometimes are not even alive anymore, and they're getting ballots, you know, to certain addresses, and somehow they're turning back up. And so this is a big problem, and we need to make sure they're much more tighter going forward.
Well, it is amazing that we cannot seem to get this right, and let's hope that they're going to have election reform, that the Democrats and Republicans are going to get together here in the next few years and or in the next couple of years, the next year, and come up with a nationwide system for national elections. Doesn't matter what they do on the state level, but nationally it should be consistent from state to state in national elections, presidential elections. And that's really what they have to do at this point.
Yeah, reform is certainly needed. I mean, this is no way to run a nation where we're on pins and needles weeks after an election, and people's anxiety is going up. Civil unrest is, makes it more likely that, that that's occurring, all because we're not having results in that should have been in way past the deadline. I mean, way before the deadline, like Florida did. You know, at 9 p.m., we knew that who won the state. So it also can be done. We're the third most populous state. If we could do it, why can't some of these others do it? The third most populous state with two time zones, and we did it. So it can be done, and these states need to get their act together for sure.
Well, let's hope they do it. Of course, I can't imagine what would happen. Some people are still thinking the election is going to be overturned between now and December 13th. But even if Trump were to win the election in Georgia, he would have to win, well, I think Pennsylvania and Arizona and maybe Nevada in order to overturn this thing. And that's just not going to happen.
Well, let's let the system play out. What I tell people all the time is let the campaign pursue their legal claims. And what the strategy is, if certain votes can get cast out that the Trump campaign believes to be illegal votes, some of these states then go into recount territory, which is what we're in Georgia. And then the case could be further made as to how you go about that recount, and then and so on. And so it's certainly the chips are stacked against the president, admittedly. But certainly he and his campaign has every right to fight, much like Gore did in 2000, through seeking his day in court and seeking recounts as well.
Well, that's a good point. It's not over till it's over, as some people have said, until December 13th, because they are in the courts right now. And, of course, the courts understand the need to take action immediately, so we're going to have to see how it plays out at this point. Wonder how the bettors are going on this thing. You seen any gambling numbers?
Not recently. I was a friend of mine was really into that kind of stuff, was sending me some numbers, and I haven't seen any of the recent ones. Not the gambling type, but certainly I'll take a look to kind of see where it's at.
Yeah, then if Aaron were here, he'd know. He's into that kind of stuff big time. But anyway, Bernie, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay this morning.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Bernie Jacques, Republican political analyst for Spectrum Bay News 9.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.